Pod Culture, episode 266. We're phoning this one in, part C, for Monday, May 30th, 2011. This episode of Pod Culture is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 85,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/podculture. It's time to sail the high part seas.
Oh my God.
Of another episode of Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
And I'm Adam.
And it's just still weird hearing him back
it's
here.
It's not weird. So, it's
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
It's good. It makes complete. Sense now. Yes.
We are complete.
You can always make a soundboard of me, you know?
We need to. That'd be fun. That
I'm
is
Glenn.
Fun.
I'm Glenn. I'm Glenn.
And we should do
but
that.
A dollar. Give me a dollar.
I haven't used that one in years.
Be seeing you.
No, it was. I think it was in just a couple episodes
that would be
ago.
Awesome!
In one of the rewind episodes.
But if you're using the soundboard, you got to have perfect timing.
Yes,
this is true.
Why you don't?
Oh no, he
there
does.
Are some
no, he does. He's got ninja
a lot
timing.
Of moments. He does.
Moments.
Like a ninja, he just slips it in there.
Tie a bell around his neck.
Hi-ya.
Like Kinja, the Klingon ninja.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Maybe not this time.
We're really sorry, listeners.
We're really sorry. I think at this point we'll just shut the hell up and get into the episode.
It gives you an idea of the randomness that is us.
Hey, guys. It's John from Jersey, host of the Critical Myth Podcast. Just listened to your most recent episode. I think it was 255. And you were talking about shows like Spartacus, Camelot, and the Borgias. Spartacus, Blood and Sand. Guys, you gotta give that more than just the first episode. It was really rough, and even I wanted to give that just the toss after I watched that. But I'll tell you, after about the first three episodes, you suddenly find yourself caring about these people, and by the end, you're absolutely enthralled. I went from being tepid to being a huge fan by the time that I got to the end of that first season. Camelot, I'm on the fence about it. There are things I really like about it. I'm not just talking about Ava Green or Guinevere, but I do like the show. Some things about the show, but there are other things that just aren't gelling for me quite yet. And Christina, the Borgias, I got to say, it wants to be the Tudors, but it just doesn't have that kind of clear direction yet for me to recommend it to you. Maybe after the first few episodes it'll get better, but I'm three in now, and it's still just it's good enough for me to watch just because I like that kind of show, but it's really not nearly as good as The Tudors was in its first season. Really enjoying the show, guys. I hope that this feedback meets approval, and I'll talk to you later.
Let's kick back on the couch. Watch something that is on the tube or streaming. It's time for a little TV and DVD talk.
Don't forget the popcorn.
Ooh, popcorn's good.
I found that good lime and salt popcorn. It's really good. Hmm.
Lime?
And lime and salt. Oh. I'm just going to kick you.
I thought that was like Sprite
kick
flavored
you in the
popcorn.
Face.
You had some.
I know, and it's actually pretty damn good.
And it's only 18 carbs for a bag, so it's even better.
Awesome. So, Christina?
Yeah, it's...
What have you been watching?
I have been watching on my own. I have been watching old episodes of Father Ted just because I missed it and I love
Feck
it.
Off.
Feck off cup. I absolutely love that show. Ardal O'Hanlon is just brilliant. He played Brannigan in Gridlock, the cat, in the episode of Doctor Who. He's just a brilliant comedian, and I love his timing and his expressions, and he's just fantastic. What else have I been watching on my own? Not a whole lot on my own, just the normal stuff.
You've been watching some Netflix stuff?
I've been watching some documentaries on Netflix. I watched a thing about the science of death. And, like, you've got, like, the scientists on one side.
It's
and
in my recommendations.
It is fantastic. Yeah. It's really interesting. Not a whole lot on my own. I watched the Craig Ferguson episode with Stephen Fry, where he's the only guest he has the whole evening. And it's kind of like a one-on-one
thing. Oh, yeah.
And I love them both so much. It was joy.
They're great.
Like, yeah. Brad's all upset, and he's having a fit, and his blood pressure's going crazy because of the internet, and I'm sitting there giggling like a maniac because I'm watching Stephen Fry and Craig Ferguson.
No, like, my blood pressure won't crazy because of the internet. It was just the internet company.
No. I know, but the lack of internet was making you frustrated. Yeah. But the actual words came out of his mouth. I can't even tweet. And then I knew I had to leave the room. But not anything recent, but since this new update that I assume we're going to talk about in a little while came to our phones, I'll be watching a lot more of Netflix. But it has to be plugged in, because otherwise I'll be up the creek.
Plugged in and on Wi-Fi. Because, the Netflix app has come to...
We were going to talk about that later in the stuff section, but that's okay.
Oh, well, it's come to certain Android devices.
Finally.
Luckily, that happens to be one of the ones that Christina and I have.
Happy joy.
I watched Little Doctor Who.
So did I.
That'll be the first thing that I christen it with.
That's
as well.
What I tested it with.
Yeah. That'll be
the
christening.
Three doctors.
Nice.
Awesome.
Nice.
I'm
sure I'll think of more as we're talking.
Yeah, just jump in. Jason, what have you been watching?
I may have mentioned that I was watching Fringe, so I won't beleaguer that. Yes, thank you. What I will say about this, about Fringe, is the thing that I respect about it is as they get into the whole alternate universe thing, the actors have to switch gears so much, and mentioning the Bolivia thing that I have yet to come to, there's so many different nuances to the performances that I really, really admire a lot.
John Noble is just amazing.
I can't wait to just see more of it and get all the way to the end of season 3, which I know everybody just saw like a week or two ago. And and then I'm just going to ache for season 4.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I wish I almost would have like spaced them out better because I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I want to go back and watch it from the beginning again.
You might catch things, you know.
Could be possible.
I love Walter. I will say this until the end of time, but I love Walter Bishop.
Which Walter?
I don't like Walter Knit. Walter Knit scares me.
Yeah.
And I won't talk about third Walter because that'll just mess people up if they haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that yet.
It's
tragic, and the genius of John Noble continues. John, he needs to win some kind of an award.
It's a very, very interesting show.
Yes. And my wife and I are also getting ready and getting psyched up for True Blood 4th season.
Me too. And especially since my favorite storyline from the books is coming to screen. I'm so excited.
That's
a girly girl. I'm so excited.
Elvis?
No, Bubba. I don't think they'll do Bubba. But they'll
at least make a mention of him.
But yeah, I know. I wish they would. But yeah, Amnesiac Eric just makes me so happy. That was one of my favorite books. He was just adorable.
Haven't read the books, but I look forward to season 4 because
they're worth reading.
If Christina thinks it's going to be exciting, I know that.
I think it'll give Alexander Skarsgård a little more range.
Yeah,
and I think that'll be
cool.
He does
kind of play just in this little bit of spectrum.
Not that it's not gorgeous.
and
he's great, at what he does.
He's still better than Bill.
He should have been Thor, damn
it. Vampires, okay.
Bill is just...
He's not near buff enough for Thor.
Even in the books, he's boring. Bill is boring even in the books. Like, I don't know what... He's like the Riley of that universe.
Kind
of. He's kind of cute and he's kind of cool, but he's not nearly... Eric.
Speaking of, I guess, tangentially tied to True Blood, Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on that. Yes. Mm-hmm. Watched it.
I've not seen the latest episode yet.
I have last night. It was very good. Really? Very good. Mm-hmm. You all will enjoy it.
With what crap?
What's her name? Yes.
Bernadette.
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 Yeah.
I heard the what the premise of it is. Mm-hmm.
Of this past episode?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
We need to get that one.
It's quite good. And I just love, I think I love any scene now that the, what's her name? Blossom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amy Farrah Fowler.
That was hysterical. Apparently my mother watches Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
And because
awesome. She's trying to figure you out.
Yeah. She's been trying to do that for 40 odd years.
Yeah.
But we were talking about it, and we said, you know, we were talking about that her character, Mayim Bialik.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, very good.
It was her character, and Mom's like, I've never heard that before. I said, Mom, it's Blossom.
The look on her face.
No. Yeah, Mom, that's Blossom.
Yeah.
That's funny. She's so, yeah, she's so great. I mean, comedic timing and just... awkwardness, just the right amounts of it to make a really good recipe.
And she's in the little girl group now. I like the way she's blossomed, no pun intended, but she's come into her own as part of this friendship dynamic.
And the espionage with Priya and stuff and like trying to...
That's a fun, great story. There, yeah.
It's not an astronaut. Spell
it was
check.
An architect. It was really good.
Adam?
Anything else? No, wait, maybe he wasn't done.
No, that's it. Okay. That's good.
We gotta keep going. I just want to make sure he...
I've been watching, let's see.
Uh-oh.
We'll probably devote shows to these later, but new series of Doctor Who.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
I want to keep Mark Shepard, just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. Mark Shepard was awesome.
I just love him in everything he's ever done.
And the fact... that the older version of his
actually
character
his father.
Is his dad.
That was awesome.
And he's been in a whole bunch of stuff. You know, he's been in like he was in Transformers, he was in Sequest, mm-hmm. he was in
Star Trek Next Generation.
Star Trek Next Generation.
That's fantastic.
Wow. Yeah. We'll probably devote a show to that. Of course, again, another one to devote a show to, Stargate Universe.
Weep.
Mm.
Again. Fuck you, sci-fi.
Yes. Oh, dear Lord.
I don't know how many times I said the F word in the past. Like,
sci-fi.
In the last 10 minutes of that episode. Because I was so angry that it's over.
If sci-fi was listening to this, I would just say, why?
I don't understand.
Why would you cancel such a great show?
Yeah, I'll be the first to admit, it took me almost a season to get warmed up and going with
it. A lot of shows have. But... why didn't you give this one a chance?
At least another season.
I mean,
season.
Another... Or just wait. I mean, because just wait a little bit longer. Why didn't you...
Because it's a hell of a lot more expensive than Marcel's Quantum Kitchen.
See, they don't...
And there's no leftovers.
And it's not... I missed you, Glenn. I don't see... Like, it's not like SG-1 or even Atlantis where there's copious amounts of... CGI or, you know, prosthetics and monsters and stuff.
It is a lot of sets.
Right. But it's sets that are already built.
Right.
And most of which
and a lot of flyby shots of the ship, you know.
Right. So I really don't see what harm it would have done to give it a little bit longer. Yeah. And I'm sure we'll talk about it in depth later on. But as beautiful as the ending was, I wish they would have left it two episodes prior.
Yeah.
Epilogue would have been that last shot of the quote descendants of destiny lifting off.
That was a beautiful series finale, and I'm like, please don't let it keep going because that was a beautiful series finale. But I am impressed with how they ended.
I am too.
I love Eli, and I need to know what happens to him. I want there to be a comic book.
There needs
or some
to be books
or
novels or something. Yeah.
I need to know what happens.
This needs to be continued.
I need to know what happens.
But anyway, we'll talk about that later. Also been watching Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Which has been pretty epic.
Yeah, speaking of Ronan No Pants.
Yeah, epic nudity, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that's
lots
True
of nudity,
Blood,
but
too. So.
As much as I adore, as hot as he is, and he is a beautiful man, I don't need to see Ronan like that. Like, I love him, but not in that way. And I can't, I've actually closed my eyes at some point, going, okay, let me know when it's over.
I can't see.
Sure, Christina.
No.
Was it worse than Linden Naked?
Yes. Because but it's Ronan, and he's a sweetie pie, and I can't handle it.
He's going to be Conan, too.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait for that. I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah, I just saw the trailer for that.
Because he's wonderful. Wow. But he's without the beard, which is weird. Mm-hmm. Like, holy crap, he's got a face under all that. Yeah. But I love him as an actor.
I'm glad he's getting good work.
Yes, you know, me too.
Because he's
and there's so many other people in that we love. Mm-hmm. Like Harry Lloyd from Family of Blood and Human Nature. Mm-hmm. Doctor Who?
Yeah, tell me something.
Son of Mine, the kid with the...
That does the... Yep. Has
oh,
the
yeah.
That's...
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh.
And he was in Robin Hood.
He was Will Scarlet in Robin Hood.
Just a little weird seeing him as like a platinum blonde.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He'd be a great, like lost Malfoy brother. Mm-hmm. Like, he would have been a great Malfoy.
Sarah Connor?
Yeah, Sarah Connor.
He was the kid from Love Actually, wasn't he? The little kid that was Liam Neeson's son or something? Was I the only one that saw Love Actually?
No, I love
and really liked
it's
that
got
movie.
All my men in it, so I loved it. Okay. I've got it on DVD.
The one that plays the drum, he learns to play the drums for his girlfriend or whatever, at the end. Isn't that the kid?
I think I'm going to have
IMDb. Anybody?
Twist my arm to watch it again, oh, please.
Yeah,
but
anyway. How many smartphones do we have in this room?
Yeah, right.
And all of them are Sprint.
Five. No,
but
no,
we're in a dead zone.
You have an Evo, don't you?
I got an HTC.
Oh, okay.
Remember, I got the HD2.
It's a cousin.
I couldn't wait for the Evo.
Oh, that's
I couldn't.
Okay.
I wanted to.
They're so very similar, though.
And now you're getting moved back to AT&T.
You poor thing.
Maybe. Glenn is going to be part of the conglomerate that will become AT&T, perhaps.
You need a switch again.
I'm not under contract.
I'm telling you, if you're frustrated with the way Insight is the only cable company, well, when AT&T and T-Mobile come together, I'm telling you.
Oh,
and then they're a huge behemoth, and then Verizon is up there too. I mean, they're going to call the shots, and it's not going to be good for people.
AT&T, I don't mind so much because they've been in phones forever.
Yeah,
you know, that's kind of like
except the signals ain't worth a damn. I mean, but, you know, the signal that we get here in the apartment, not great, even on our Sprint phones. But it does better with the lower signal.
Ow! Okay, wait. Robert Carlyle.
Okay.
Stargate with Ronan. And Mark Addy were both naked in the Full Monty, and now he's in Game of Thrones with Ronan. Like, so it's all kind of like
I don't know.
Well, we were talking about Game of Thrones.
It's like six degrees of ass.
It is.
It's 6 degrees of naked Ronan.
There's your episode title.
I'm like, degrees of Nick and Ronan. But it's like,
awesome.
I'm trying to think of who else in Game of Thrones that we know from other stuff, and there's like everybody that we know from other stuff.
Well, I mean, of course, there's
careful with
Boromir,
those Sharpie, you're going to get everywhere.
Yeah. Sean Bean.
Bean, yeah.
Well, I was trying to get us back on track.
Well, I was writing down the episode, possible episode title.
Okay.
I need a whiteboard or something.
Why is it always about ass? God, all day long, it's been about ass. What the hell?
Always about ass. Another episode title.
Seriously.
That's for True Blood.
He's got a problem. Okay.
We're going to come up in the wrong internet searches now.
I know. See, okay, Andy, I think you win because I really want to read the books now. Just because
nothing good ever happens.
No, see, with nothing good happens to anybody. But I think it's going to be really interesting, and I'd like to compare books to show. That's that's how I roll.
It seems from what I've before my iPod fried.
I'm so sorry.
And there's really no excuse because I have it on my computer, so I could put it on my Evo, but I just haven't really had time. It seems very faithful. To the book.
That's
at least
cool.
The first and second episodes. Like, they took some liberties. They shifted a few things around, but it works for the TV show.
Right.
So, and so far,
and
it's
been
very impressive.
I love the
very epic. Very, yeah.
I love him.
He's pretty great.
He's freaking great.
He's, award-winning actor, and he's always fantastic.
Yeah.
He's probably my favorite character on the show so far.
Yeah. So it's
I love the little girl.
The little girl's pretty good.
Kick-ass
with
little
needle.
Girl.
Oh yeah.
I love
scrappy
her.
Little yeah.
Like man, if with Andy needle. Says nothing good ever happens, she's going down. Aw, man. If it's my favorite character, she's got a cack. That's just how it happens.
Well, maybe King No Pants will cack.
He just likes to torment me.
The Emperor's New Clothes.
Oh, yeah. Not that he's not beautiful. He is. It's just, it's Ronan. It's like seeing your brother. It's like, oh, man, he's a sweetie pie. Don't do that. Don't be an ass.
Or but it'd be like being seeing Michelle Trachtenberg in Maxim.
Yes, like, exactly.
I can't.
You can't make that
work. I just
work.
Can't see. I mean, no. She's little
sister.
Like yeah. Little sister Buffy. Like little.
Or watching Harry Potter and Hermione.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
She's adorable, just, though. I'm so excited.
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm excited about all the Harry Potter
sort of.
Again.
I'm like, you're talking about Emma Watson?
Mm-hmm. Emma Watson.
She's yeah. Gorgeous.
She's pretty. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I didn't, you know, she's only been in those movies, you know, wasn't in, you know, a whole bunch of TV episodes. So, you know.
Right.
I'm not as endeared to her.
See, I'm.
As a person.
I'm endeared to her just because I was Hermione Granger in school.
Jason looks like he is a factoid for us.
Yeah, okay. The kid from Love Actually was Thomas Brody Sangster.
Not
and he was
right.
In he was in Human Nature, the Doctor Who.
He was
in
the
Family
other
Blood
boy.
And Human yeah. Nature. He was the other little boy.
Right.
Timothy Latimer.
Okay.
So not who I was thinking.
Right, right.
But but close.
Yeah.
He's the one close. Who's got the great speech.
Good for
that
my brain. That's good.
At the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else have you been watching, Adam?
Anything else? Let's see. I saw Thor.
Is it good?
It's good.
I want to see it.
Yes. I was pleasantly impressed.
Did you get hammered? Heard good things.
No, I didn't get hammered.
Just because I really liked Adventures in
I couldn't really hear anything afterwards because stupid me is not really supposed to be listening to loud stuff.
Oh.
Oh, Adam.
And so,
what did you go to the movies for?
I didn't think about it.
Yeah.
Dork?
He just must do what he must do.
Well, I was sitting there before the movie and I'm like, crap. And I'd already bought my tickets.
Oh.
And I was like, this is going to be loud.
And you didn't have your little earplugs in your pockets
no.
Or anything?
No.
Did it hurt your ear?
No,
you
it didn't hurt.
It?
I just couldn't hear anything in it afterwards. I was like, what? Huh?
You
what?
Poor thing.
They're trying to talk about the movie, and I'm like,
other side.
No, good ear. Sorry.
It's like
no.
Going to a concert.
You'll need
without...
to speak into this one. So, you know, I've been avoiding bars and, you know, loud, you know, places and stuff like that. I go to a movie. That was brilliant.
It's
so,
okay.
Not only is
but,
that one
you know,
of those epic movies.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was a good movie. You know, I enjoyed it, and I was pleasantly surprised.
I don't know a whole lot about the Thor.
Me neither.
I know the stories like
and,
in mythology, but I don't know anything about the.
Yeah,
comic
well, it's
book.
A neat twist on it.
Okay,
but I knew nothing really about it. I really didn't care much for the character, the comic book. I had no interest in it.
Mm-hmm.
But going into the movie and seeing it is like, oh, well, that's pretty cool. I kind of like mm-hmm. that.
And it could spark your interest.
Yeah,
you
exactly. Like Iron Man did.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, the script was written by Straczynski.
Was
oh,
it?
Nice.
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So it takes like the whole first hour to get into it and then it gets good?
No, it jumps
a lot of people
right into it, actually.
There
believe
a lot
it or not,
writers.
It jumps right into it.
I just
right
give Brad a hard time about
cool.
Babylon 5.
And Natalie Portman was great in it, too. Of course, she's great in just about everything she does.
It was directed by Kenneth Branagh, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
And he
yeah.
can't
oh, yeah.
do anything wrong. I'm sorry. I just refuse to believe it. Except for break up yeah, no.
So that's about it for me, anyway.
I haven't seen it yet, which is only because of the Derby.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They always
yes.
release the big
right.
superhero movie and
the
comic book, free comic book day in the Derby.
Weekend.
You
yeah.
know, I mean, so
yeah.
that sucks. So I'm going to try to see it this Sunday, but this weekend is Wonderfest. So,
oh, yeah.
you know, Wonderfest is once a year. The movie's there every day.
Right.
You know,
I don't blame you.
So, but I'm going to try to do Wonderfest all day Saturday and mm-hmm. not go Sunday and try to go see the movie.
Cool.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
Taking your dad?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Cool.
I was a big Thor fan, and I'm a big fan of the mythology as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
so
would
I'm looking
really
forward
like
to
it. Yeah. I'm thinking yeah. you would really like it.
Cool.
Because it's very well acted, very, there's lots of laughs in it too, you know, some good comedic stuff. So,
okay,
good
so
action.
Straczynski wrote the story, and there was a couple other writers on the screenplay. So,
okay.
Nice.
And there's Straczynski had a part in it. So.
I trust Kenneth Branagh.
Mm-hmm.
And Christopher Helmsworth. Anyway, who plays Thor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and his brother are twins, and they were actually both up for the part.
Oh, wow.
Really?
And Chris
really?
Went out. And he played George Kirk in the new
right.
the Star Trek.
Star
yeah.
Trek.
Then it has to do with talent. Like, it has nothing to do with what you look like because
that's,
you know,
it's got to be part
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
I'm sure he's like, oh, you got to be, you know,
Kirk's dad.
Thor.
I noticed there's a...
Boy, he really beefed up for this.
Skarsgård?
Stellan Skarsgård. Relation?
Yeah.
Compared to what he was looked like in Star Trek.
They're in the family.
Whoa. Yeah.
Okay. He's a little wimpy in Star Trek.
And they all actually speak.
Holy crap, there is a bunch of people in this. Rene Russo?
Oh, wow. How's she holding up?
Where? On what?
Rene Russo?
Jamie Miss has a cameo?
Lethal Weapon movies, right?
Yeah, Lethal Weapon. She was a model before that. Huh? She was a model.
Of course, Stanley.
I can believe it. Yeah.
God, yes, Stanley has a great part. It's
He's
very
110.
Funny.
God love him. He's held together with thin tape.
He's like a fine wine.
You're going to crack him open one day and find out like he's really like a cyborg.
Probably. Or really like Men in Black, like one of the little tiny aliens inside him controlling him.
Yeah. Exactly.
And stay till the end of the credits.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah.
Day to the end.
At this point, it may be just Blu-ray. I just may see it on Blu-ray.
I hear it bodes well for the Avengers movies.
Oh, yes.
That's what I heard, that the after bit bodes well.
Yes, it's pivotal.
Mm. Nice.
Better than that.
Well, this is a good time for all the summer movies. I mean, we got Thor, and then as we're recording now, Priest is opening up based on a comic book, and it's in 3D and all that.
3D!
But it's a sad time for TV because it's like... You know, the end of the TV season.
Smallville. And, you know, Stargate Universe. And,
well, at least Smallville had a freaking 10-year run.
I'm kind of sad that I'm not watching the last episode live because I watched the pilot live. I was in college.
Cool.
And my roommate and I both watched, like, she was in her room with her television, and I was in my room with my television, and it's like... from here to the bedroom. I mean, we were like on the opposite side of the wall from each other. And we're like going, ooh, he's cute. Who is he? And like we're watching. And it's like, you'd think we would just like sit together and watch it. But no, we were in opposite rooms. But I'll never forget that. That we watched the first episode together. And 10 years ago, I can't believe that.
Tom Welling has really aged like zero.
I mean, he really has
not aged much at all.
He's as old as I am.
He's still got that baby face and everything. So
God bless him.
Yeah, but they should have introduced the glasses a whole lot earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, they had the perfect storyline many seasons ago. And
there are a few things they could have tweaked, for sure.
And I was quite happy to see John Schneider
again.
Just that little bit again. And
apparently we see again in the finale.
I've seen
some publicity shots.
Yeah.
Of course.
And Lex Luthor, you know.
Mm-hmm. In a bald cap.
Yep.
Very
I just love Lionel. In any universe, I just love Lionel.
Yeah,
I'm going to miss him.
It was kind of weird how they bring him back, which, you know,
it's wonk.
How the character returns.
It's a bit wonk.
Yeah.
I think of that actor the same way I think of John Noble, you know, from that same kind of school, you know, where it's
just
whatever role they have, it's the most serious thing going on in their lives at that moment, you know, and you can just tell through their performance.
And I love, like, being a fan of, like, documentaries and stuff, every time I turn it on and I hear, I'm like, oh, look, it's Lionel Luthor. And he's doing the voiceover. It's like, that's so cool. He's so good. He's just, he has one of those voices that just, he needs to read books.
Yeah, when we were... flipping channels today after they set up the cable, we ran across the CW and they had just started playing the promo for the finale tonight. And it was just little scenes and voiceovers and clips from everything. And
just to see, I mean, Chloe really hasn't aged either in 10 years.
No.
God bless her.
Not too bad.
And I want Ollie to have his own show.
I would kind of like that.
Green Lantern.
I'm telling you, there needs to be a Justice League show.
And Kristen Crook.
She hasn't aged very much either.
She's pretty, but Lana got on my nerves.
Yeah, Lana got on my nerves.
I like the actress, but the character just got on my nerves.
But other than Chun-Li, what has she done since she left? I mean, you know.
I love that you could just kind of say that, like, flippantly.
You know, I bought it because we got it for like $10, and I still have yet to watch it.
You know.
There's probably a reason for that.
When you're going through withdrawals, when you don't see Lana on TV, you can just pop it in.
I haven't seen Lana on the series for a couple of seasons now.
I know. But I liked when she came back and she was all badass. She was a lot more interesting badass.
I might have to watch this.
Instead of whiny.
From the beginning?
It's very...
Yeah. You ever watched Smallville?
No.
Okay. It's actually... Like, the first season was a lot like X-Files. It was kind
of
like
a lot of Freak of the Week.
There was an overall arc, but it was Freak of the Week, and I really enjoyed that.
It's like it has three or four really good seasons, and then it gets kind of for a couple, three or four seasons.
And then it gets really good. And then it picks back up,
and it's been pretty good.
Because there was a whole season there where I'm like, you can watch that without me. I don't really need to watch that.
Yeah, when they start to get into the JLA stuff, that's where it starts to get, you know.
I normally watch any superhero show, but I was just like, oh, I'm not watching some teen romance thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch it at first, and I've been like a season behind ever since. I ended up, when it came out on DVD,
if you listen to some of the Rewind episodes that we just aired, there's a couple of times where you were all caught up on Smallville.
Yeah.
And we're waiting for them to come out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, right now I was about to finish the first disc of season 9, mm-hmm. but I got called into work. So I'm still in the middle of an episode. I got to get back to that.
But you're okay.
Yeah, I've gotten until September when the new season comes out, and then I'll finally, many moons from now, see the finale.
Right.
And hopefully it won't get spoiled too much between now and then.
He dons a red cape.
The thing is, you know how
Superman.
It ends.
What?
So yeah.
I mean, let's put it this way. The teaser promo
didn't
ends
see that coming.
With the Smallville logo flipping around and the S shield.
It's like watching Titanic or Passion of the Christ,
you know?
It's like, darn it, you spoiled the ending.
That's right.
The boat sinks. You been watching anything?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, let's see. I'm happy that Fringe is renewed. I enjoyed the finale.
Me too. I was very afraid it wasn't going
to
be.
Yeah, that was interesting. I'm really eager to see
that was on the bubble.
What's going to really happen when they return, but I won't give away anything.
Thank you.
I just found out today that V is canceled.
Mm-hmm. That does not surprise
Disappointing,
me.
But not unexpected.
Yeah, poor Mark Singer. You know, he's like, he gets one scene and, you know, he's expecting to come back next season and, you know, be the big new character.
Poor thing.
Not going to happen. No Ordinary Family.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
And
cancel.
It's canceled.
Yep.
Yeah. That was on the bubble and rumors for a while.
I liked it. It wasn't the greatest thing ever, but it was enjoyable. And, you know, I lament these shows because I'm like, they're genre shows and they're probably going to be replaced with reality or
some bull crap.
Like the cape.
I miss the cape too.
Or SGU is probably going to be replaced by some Ghost Hunter show.
Wrestling.
Yeah, another Wrestling. Ghost Hunter spinoff. And
I'm telling you, if Star Trek The Next Generation came out right now, it would never make it past the first season.
No, as it stands.
You know, they wouldn't have given it a chance.
X-Files, same thing.
Yep. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's X-Files no way it would have made
like
it
two or three seasons
season.
To get going. Yeah. Its only advantage was Fox was brand new.
Right.
And I just heard The Event has been canceled as well. Did anybody here watch that?
Finally.
Yes, I watched The Event.
I'm about 12 episodes behind because it's just...
I am most of the episodes
after
behind.
You know, I liked it. The only reason I was really watching
like
was
behind.
Jason Ritter.
I really like him
and his character.
He's a fantastic actor.
I don't care
actor.
For him at all.
Really?
No, I don't like him either.
And the girl that they have playing opposite him is horrendous.
I don't understand.
Whenever she goes to cry or get really upset, she smiles. And my wife and I just laugh at her. I mean, because it's just... and we got hooked on it because I think we missed Flash Forward and we kind of liked that, you know?
Yes.
And then we were like, oh, this is supposed to be sort of like Lost or something. And, you know,
it tried
the event ends
too
up being
hard.
Not really an event.
Yeah.
But, and I hope that they wrap it up really well. But
and
I'm afraid they won't.
And again, I loved Flash Forward. I absolutely loved that show.
You talk about an ending.
Yeah. And it's like,
yep.
And I keep hoping something else like that will come along. But even then, you know, it's not going to last past a season if it even makes it that long.
Poor Tim Minear. Chicago Code.
Lie to me.
Canceled.
Yeah. Lie to me. Canceled. Yeah. And I love that show.
No,
I like Taylor Cole. The agent, what's her, Vicky, I think is her name, the agent running around on The Event.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like her.
She's good.
But Carly and I make fun of that blonde chick that's the main female character.
She's horrible.
Jason Ritter's girlfriend. Absolutely horrible. I think we've decided that she must have had, like, Botox face or something, because, like, the center of her face doesn't move at all.
Yes.
And so she can't
get a nose
emote.
Job, maybe.
She
It'd
can't
be a good
emote.
Internet meme where they just flash like all of her different pictures at the same time.
And it's like one emotion.
Face stays the same way.
Yeah.
Oh, like Skeet Ulrich.
Yeah. Well, at least he's got like three different expressions. He's got a couple different expressions, but not very many.
He only
she's
has
got
three
one
expressions
and a half.
In the damn comic book for Jericho.
But it's a comic book. It's not like you can emote in.
They can draw him. Even if the actor only ever had three expressions, the artist should be able to interpret another expression.
Yeah. But yeah, it just drove me crazy because it's like, I've got a little sister. And if somebody took my little sister, I would not be kissing on my boyfriend. I'd be looking for my sister.
Depending on what she's been doing. You might have said you can just have her.
No, I don't care. I don't care what Miranda's been doing. I would be looking for her. I would not be wasting time carrying on. I would be looking for my sister. And I'd be a little more upset about it.
The actor who plays, I want to say the Secretary of Defense, right? The one with the glasses. Mm-hmm. He was in True Blood.
The magistrate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the magistrate, right. I really like him. I mean, he can do a lot with his... Like, he doesn't even move his face, but you can tell, like, emotions and when there's anger and frustration and stuff going on. But he doesn't do the whole, I'm frustrated, and show it on his face. It's just, it's the eyes or something, He's really, really good.
There was an episode of X-Files called Roland, and he played this mentally retarded guy. Uh-huh. He was absolutely brilliant.
Wow.
He was amazing. Yeah, he was amazing. And, like, every time I see him now, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Roland. Even though he's a vampire now, let's roll it.
Vampire rolling.
Yeah, vampire rolling. Yeah, he's a fantastic actor. And God love Hal Holbrook, 110 years old.
Oh, my gosh,
old.
I know.
My God.
And what was he in, Red, too? Wasn't he in that movie recently?
Was it? Yeah, was I think so.
Hal Holbrook, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw him in...
I mean, he's getting some work now.
Yeah, he came out of nowhere. he's been missing for like 30 years, and now he's back.
Well, I saw him in the theater about 15 years ago in Death of a Salesman as Willie Loman.
Oh, okay.
And he was brilliant in that. And it's like, what are you doing? Shouldn't you just retire? Go lay on the beach. Go, honey, you've had a... God.
He's got too much to do. It's like Betty White,
God, love I actually watch Hot in Cleveland.
Oh, my wife does.
It's actually cute.
I was
a little skeptical because it's like, let's talk about how crappy and boring Cleveland is. But it's actually a really cute show.
Well, look at Justified, a show we've been watching. I mean,
John Schneider was in Hot in Cleveland.
It doesn't take place in Louisville, but...
Thank God. I think I'd move.
Yeah, they've gone to Lexington a few times.
It makes me afraid to live in Kentucky. But it's a good show.
It's a great show, but damn, it does not put Kentucky in a good light.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's only one female character in the entire show that I have any respect for whatsoever, and that's his agent, his fellow agent woman.
Yeah, the little black Marshall.
She kicks ass, and I love her, but every other female character is either, aiding and abetting or
the kid
stealing and carrying on. She's selling drugs to little kids.
Well, she is a little kid, and it's just pot. It could be a lot worse.
I'm sorry. There's only one female character on that whole the whole show that I have any respect for at all, and it's hard to watch because the women are so awful. And it's like, she's a bit of a whore, and she's stealing, and she's it's like, oh God, it's hard Raylan to identify with any of these women. Mm-hmm.
Raylan isn't exactly a shining knight either.
Yeah, but I mean, like, as a woman, I try to have a character that I can identify at least a little bit with, and there's...
That's a bad trend in shows, to make just, like, everyone a scumbag.
Yeah.
It's like, who do you associate with?
No heroes anymore.
Art
is, like, the only...
Art and the other, his other partner.
The little white bread dude.
Yeah.
Like, the little plain dude. I can't think of his name, but yeah. I just...
Because we hadn't seen him much this season.
No, it just... The show kind of makes me angry. Maybe because I'm like, are they all supposed to be so redneck and awful?
Mm-hmm. Are they all supposed to be so awful?
Like, there's no redeeming anybody.
Do you want to take a day trip through Harlan?
No, I do not. Nobody.
You can see this.
How does the song go? No one leaves Harlan alive.
Well, this won't stop. Slow down.
I mean,
roll down the window and yell, fire in the hole!
Maybe it's just my Yankee self, but I just have a hard time liking these characters. Maybe that's...
But
you're not supposed
to. Stop watching the show.
No, yeah. I mean, no, because I like Timothy Oliphant, and I like, I like him as a character, but...
Yeah, I do too.
I And
you
I
just like it because he shoots people.
That's the main thing.
And I love the way Boyd delivers lines. He delivers lines very well, but I don't know.
Most well-spoken criminal.
He really is the most well-spoken redneck criminal. He really is. He's fantastic.
Oh, well, I guess that's...
One more thing.
What else are you watching?
Best show on TV. None of you watch it.
Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries.
Oh, yeah.
I know I'm a 42-year-old married man, but it's the best show on TV.
Yeah, you're like really half the demographic there. You know?
Yeah. I heard about the scare that Boone wasn't going to be on anymore, and everybody was having a big fat fit.
Boone.
Yeah. Yeah. He's still Boone.
Boone from Lost.
Yep.
Not Boone.
Not Boone, yeah.
It never fails. I mean, there's so many twists and turns. Like I said, every episode of that is like the season finale of any other show.
I mean, they just
cram so much stuff in there. You never know who's going to live or die or what kind of major changes are going to happen. And, of course, the season finale was, you know, amazing. And all the changes that are set up for next season.
That'll be like, one of those I'll marathon in a few years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Netflix.
Yep.
I wish it was on Netflix. That would be easier. I could just lay in bed and watch them all one go. This way you don't have to watch it if you don't want to.
I keep hearing good things about it, but it's
good.
You know,
it's good.
I watched V for you. We can try to watch this.
You stopped watching V.
Yeah, I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, Marina background is.
I used to be all polite and like I never used to have the guts to stand up and say I'm leaving the room. And this was the first show that I've actually said, "Look, I can't watch."
When Laura Vandervoot's a better actor,
there's a problem.
Yeah,
I'm not saying she's not beautiful and talented. Maria. It's just that maybe she's just
you're
not.
Hot, and I love you, but you cannot act in this show.
No. You know, I think if she would have had the longer hair,
it would have been better.
The short hair just doesn't.
Samson, you know, she's just not quite as powerful without the hair.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to give her some credit and say, you know, the short hair helped her make the long neck, made her look alien.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that she's playing a character that's not supposed to have any emotions. I mean,
maybe that's why they cast her so she wouldn't have to try so hard.
There you go.
But it's like, Leonard
Nimoy did that too, and he was brilliant. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've seen her in so many things that she just, this is the same thing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
except
her character
for Firefly,
on SG-1 was...
But SG-1 is
not
same
all
thing.
That different.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Nathan Fillion kind of does the same thing, but he's a better actor.
He pulls it off.
You know,
maybe it's not her fault. Maybe it's the casting directors. They want that.
Yeah. Right.
And we know
probably,
she does that.
Probably,
and they get her for
like
that.
But like Summer Glau, you know, we want crazy hot. So, you know, there you go.
Which is why I was so disappointed when they canceled the Cape, because it was starting to get really interesting, especially...
Especially
with her character.
Yeah.
The next few episodes they were going to do were focusing on her character and going to tell her backstory.
Why can't
they
be a comic book?
And they canceled it.
Why can't they finish it in a comic book?
Maybe they will. I don't know.
That lends itself more perfectly than any other show, probably.
Because those last couple of scenes with her was like...
Aside from
Hello. Okay, there's the crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was awesome. It was nice to see her again. Crazy. It was nice to see Crazy Summer again.
Now we can go back and watch Dollhouse.
No. I liked it, but not enough to watch again.
It was good. Get on Blu-ray, man. It'd be hot.
But I love Topher. I can't say I don't love Topher.
Topher or Vic Topher?
Yes.
Both of them are great.
Vic, it makes me sad that Lie to Me is canceled. Man.
So what else? Of course, Castle.
The usual suspects of Castle.
Castle's been awesome. My mother watches Castle.
I'm so far behind on Castle.
Yeah, and it's... really was this last one, the season finale?
I think so.
Probably.
Because it kind of seemed like it. Of course, we thought that of Hawaii 5-0, and then there was like two more episodes coming. Mm.
And I think it's crazy that the woman on Hawaii 5-0 who's playing the CIA agent was Alex Mack in The Secret Life of Alex Mack on Nickelodeon like 15 years ago. She was a child actress. I'm like, why does she look so familiar? And Brad thought she was Eve from Heroes, or Eden from Heroes.
Eden, yeah.
And I don't know, but she looked so familiar, and I looked her up, like, oh my God, that was Alex Mack. She was this little girl in this show on Nickelodeon 15, 20 years ago.
I have a feeling she's going to join the cast.
I don't know. Like I don't trust her, though. I don't know. I said that about Astrid, though, so I could be wrong.
Grace Park.
She's so gorgeous. Oh my God.
She makes me happy.
Grace.
She's arc. Adorable.
It's like one great big guy got, you got taken down by a little girl.
Yeah. And Jin just wears lovely jeans. Just saying.
We are really stuck on Lost. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And Battlestar Galactica.
Gavin.
But I don't remember him. Like, I remember him as Gavin on Angel, but he's more Jin on.
You remember the scene where Athena and Jin, and they were running along the beach. And
yeah. Boomer.
And they met up with Boone.
Had to chop his leg off.
Right.
Hanger
to bite him. And yeah. We could have some really severe mashups here.
Yeah.
He was actually a Cylon.
You're right.
I think before we fall into the vortex that is TV geekdom, we'll
just
take.
We watch too much TV and they all start to overlap.
There's no such thing.
It all runs together after a while.
All right. And we will be back with more of the show right after we found some more shows to watch.
Oh my gosh.
Congratulations on your 250th. This is Mrs. Freehold Schwartz.
And apparently the son of Freehold.
So, we're here to give a quick review of Louisville Science Center's exhibit on Star Trek. We had a blast. I particularly, son of here, read every single panel throughout the entire exhibit.
Not every.
Which was, just, yeah, about every. Which was awesome. And he slowed us down to read them, too. And, you know, I don't know as much trivia as Real South, but I think that there's lots to be learned from those exhibit stuff that I certainly didn't know.
Again, congratulations, though, on the 250th episode of Pod Culture. Just get a bunch more, okay? I like listening to you.
Thank you.
Even though I'm annoyed, I still like listening to you. I'm not forgiving the Tofurky.
Holy moly, I'm getting tired. It's been one hell of a long recording session of Pod Culture.
I'm a sleepy geek.
And it is time to wrap things up. We've been geeking so long that Jason has already hightailed it out of here.
It's
and,
already
and Christina,
Saturday.
What you just said reminded me of something. So cheer up, sleepy geek.
Aww.
Cheer up, sleepy geek.
My voice.
Trying to make up something.
All my voice together again. I was right with the world.
Something geek. I don't
know. Oh, final thoughts, Christina.
I feel slightly geekier now that I've finally seen the very first Star Wars movie.
Yay! Yay!
Yes, the actually Han shoots first. God damn it!
He
better
was
for it.
Quite possibly the best part of it.
What is funny because I bought those discs specifically for the bonus feature, which is, I guess, the last time they were available on DVD or something. Lucas finally, I guess, had enough of people bitching and released the actual original theatrical releases untouched. Definitely untouched because these were some
bitching but lobbying.
But that's how it should be, though. I mean, if you're going to watch an original. The original movie, that's how it should be.
Yeah, I mean, it's so untouched that this was not a cleaned up print.
No. Mm-hmm.
And
it's how you watched it in the movie theater.
Was the original stereo soundtrack.
None of this fancy crap.
Yeah.
It's how you watched it in the theater.
Had both left and right channels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was not bad. I survived.
You got more of the Mystery Science Theater.
Well, I'm glad. Well, I was trying really hard not to complain.
Like, oh, did you catch it? Rewind.
No.
You'll never be able to see that scene without seeing the Stormtrooper bump his head again.
I don't think I would have enjoyed it half as well if I had been watching it on my own. Because I would have been like, oh my God. Okay, please don't hate me, everybody.
God, Luke's a whiny bastard.
Please don't hate me, everybody. But
he gets a little better.
There's Yoda, and there's no Ewoks, and there's no Liam Neeson.
No, Ewoks are an abomination.
No, but that was my nickname in high school.
Yes, but Ewoks are midget Wookiees.
But they're kind of cute. But I totally get where it fits in film history, and I totally get it was mind-blowing at the time, and I totally get it's a whole – it was a religion on the census – that year. I totally get it. I totally get it. I'm just, I think 31 years of hype, 34 years of hype, just kind of went, eh. I mean, it's cool, but eh.
Yeah, you had just been born. Adam hadn't been born yet. Glenn and I were at the theaters as seven-year-old kids watching this damn
movie. I love Jim Henson, so I loved seeing the Muppets, and I love Harrison Ford in anything he will ever do for the rest of his life. He's so pretty and so very young.
He's done some pretty bad stuff.
I don't care. Sometimes. I love him.
Phantom of the Crystal Skulls.
And I love Alec Guinness. You know, there are parts of it I really love, but I'm just, I think it's just so, it's so huge. I don't know.
Now, see, you saw Peter episode Cushing. One, right?
And Peter Cushing. Oh, my God. Yeah.
But, you what? Saw episode one.
Liam Neeson movie, yes.
Yeah. He, I mean, Ewan McGregor.
Oh, he does amazing. A fantastic. Yeah, yeah, I mean, I've known Alec Guinness from other stuff. So, I mean, he did a really fantastic job. But, I mean, yeah, I yeah. And I promise not to make fun of it. I promise. Yeah.
Well, you know.
Because I know a lot of people adore it more than anything in the world. So, I'm not
second
gonna,
one. It's dark.
Well, yeah. I know what happens. I know the story.
But something from 1977.
Oh, yeah.
Was, I mean, that really stood up.
Totally.
Other than, like, Luke Skywalker's hairdo.
Oh, my
you
God.
Know? Other than that, it really stood up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I totally appreciate that it was... I'm totally on board with all that. I said earlier, I think if I didn't know how ludicrously rich it made George Lucas, I think I'd like it a little more. But I think I feel like liking it now just adds another dollar to his pocket. You know, it's like, you know what? No.
And there will be some few more dollars
you are
added
not
in
the
September
second coming,
when the
Mr.
Blu-rays
Lucas.
Come out.
You are the second coming for Indiana Jones, not
but
Star
the fucker
Wars.
Fucker better put the damn original releases on the Blu-rays.
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too.
And I totally, yeah. I like the special effects, and I mean, I think that part of it was cool, but I think it was, it's just so huge. I have a hard time living up to that, you know? It's like... Mm-hmm. It's had so much time
and
to get away
a,
from me. It's
yeah,
had
it's,
so much
it's
time.
It's got a lot of nostalgia for us.
Right.
Too,
and so. It was not part of my childhood. I mean, I told Brad, I said the only Star Wars toy I ever had was my Talking Yoda. And that was about 10 years ago. You know?
I didn't have a lot of Star Wars toys.
And that's
but
I
when,
just, and that's just because I love Yoda.
He started releasing toys by, was it 96 is when they came back?
You've got that weird giant thing that used to be on the shelf. That weird... thing
there was the AT-AT and I said I didn't have any
oh,
as
I
a
was,
kid
oh okay
which is why I have a lot of that shit okay. now
and I said is it wrong that my favorite characters are not human
no
because Carrie Fisher irks me and God Mark Hamill needs to be shoved off a cliff no Luke Skywalker needs to be shoved off a cliff and but it's like oh he's so bad how can anybody think he was ever a good actor and he's not even cute
it's a different time
like what the hell I mean Alec Guinness is an actor who Harrison Ford actor no I just feel
same
bad
same thing in every role he's in
but
though.
He's awesome
but he's one of the few that can pull it off
it's true he can
here's the eternal question it came up during the movie And we need you listeners to chime in on, okay? Han Solo versus Malcolm Reynolds.
I asked Brad in the middle of the movie because, like, having seen so many other sci-fi things first, you know, Firefly and I mean, all this other sci-fi stuff, Doctor Who, all these little things that I see in Star Wars. You guys see Star Wars and other things. I see other things in Star Wars. I see Daleks and Cybermen while you see C-3PO and R2 in other stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's like I'm sitting there thinking, that would be so cool if, you know, like, look, and it needs we need Kaylee to say, you know, you're going to come with us when they're looking for a ship. You know, it's like that kind of stuff. But and then I posed the question to Brad. I said, Mal or Han?
And here's
of
another
captains.
Here's another geekier one. The Falcon or Serenity?
Serenity's, yeah. She's got character and heart. The Falcon's just cool.
Falcon's got character.
Mm-hmm.
Falcon is also armed.
That helps out a lot, too.
Yeah.
Serenity is in Serenity.
And Jane's a lot cooler than...
And if
than
you look at the DVD box art for Serenity...
Chewbacca.
Serenity's firing lasers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, crazy.
Well, one of the movie posters for Star Crash has the Millennium Falcon on it, only it's turned backwards and the little front fork areas
cockpit or whatever,
it, are shooting, you know, rockets out where that's propelling it forward.
Oh.
And I have a hard time, too, because I've seen all the Robot Chicken stuff before.
Yeah, that'll really ruin it for you.
Panda Bear, whatever the hell.
Oh, no, he's crying. So that kind of skewed me a little bit, too.
Yeah.
And Spaceballs. Yeah. I don't know how many times I've seen Spaceballs. So that kind of
skewed. You must smell like wet feet wrapped in leathery burnt bacon.
Crazy. Final thoughts, Adam?
I don't know. Watch stuff. Go see Thor. It's a good movie. Get outside. Enjoy the weather.
Go buy a new phone.
Oh, stop it. Oh, great. Now, not only am I going to be broke
really,
by the
one way or the other.
Lantern stuff.
Jason would want you to, but I, you know.
Not yet.
Whatever.
We have a little bit of time yet.
I know.
So, yeah, that's really about it.
Glenn?
Looking forward to having a little free time to see Thor and Priest and Captain America and whatever the heck else is
Green Lantern?
Out. Oh, yeah. Green Lantern.
I gotta figure out our recording schedule on that.
Pretending to forget that one.
Well, it's on a Friday.
I'm trying to forget. I'm going to see. We're recording on the...
I might have to sit the roll behind him, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can take it.
Yeah, you don't want to be seen with him.
Well, yeah, it might be embarrassing. Yeah. I love you, but it's true.
Might be.
I was embarrassing during Phantom. I cried through half of it because I was just excited that it was finally a movie.
Theory, if we stick to the schedule as is every other week, it would not be a recording week.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Cool.
I doubt if Brad will do anything too embarrassing.
Oh, no, no.
For Green Lantern.
At least not during the movie.
No, I think Christina and DeZetta want to go with me and Shane and then sit like a row back.
Yeah, and just MST you guys.
And watch.
Yeah.
Watch the fun.
No, we're not filming the movie, sir.
We're filming
the
reaction. Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. I am kind of tempted to, if I could smuggle in the Zoom.
Don't talk during the movie. I will kick you.
Bad.
There's special hell for that, remember?
I was about to say, you'd be going to special hell.
Go to one of those matinees early in the day or something.
Yeah. Well, I saw X-Files 3 times the day it came out. Midnight, and then the first showing, and then later on the
evening. I had to see who was all on vacation. So
Brad won't do anything crazy like I did for Batman Returns, dress up like Batman and go to the theater. Remember that?
I might wear t-shirts, yeah.
He's got so many t-shirts that I wore my X-Files t-shirt.
I meant the full costume. Oh. I didn't mean a t-shirt.
I don't have a Green Lantern costume. I go get the mask and the lighter print.
There you go. Kmart. You need to do it. You need to do it.
We're so nuts.
No, I don't.
Wow.
We got to put the glasses over the mask.
Then I <Yeah. laughs> What am I, like one of the guys from Big Bang Theory?
Yes, you kind of are, actually, if we're being honest. You're a little more Sheldon than Leonard, but you've got your Leonard moments, too.
Well, I just hope that you really like it, because I know you're, you know...
I hope I do too. I'm really scared.
I think you will. I think there are going to be some things that you're not going to like, but I think overall you're going to be happy with it.
You're going to be loyal to it.
You're never going to be as happy as if you would have made it yourself, if you'd be in charge, but you're still going to like it.
I imagine there will be a few things that really irk you, and then there will be some things that are even way better than you imagined. I mean, they'll have changed it in some way that never would have happened in the comics that will become
or
canon.
Or some little
you know?
Throw.
I mean, you'll just...
Some little really nod
little
to
homages to
oh, there,
known
there's,
things.
I was really
with
encouraged.
The figures
like when we talked in Geek and Tell earlier, when I found the Rotlop Tham toy,
I think it'll
in
be
the nice deluxe. I'm like, good God, they're pulling some out. And like in the smaller toys, there's Estelle, the like robotic Green Lantern.
Is there going to be a Chip action figure?
I think he's in the movie.
I might want
so
one.
Very well may.
Although, you know what? No. Those little monsters are destroying my cable line and making me not be able to work. So I don't think I want a squirrel.
You need to paint them yellow.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I want a squirrely green lantern.
See, that doesn't really fly anymore now.
Jeez, I'm old school.
Are they allergic to wood?
I'm not old school, which would be, you know,
wood.
Case them in wood, yeah. No.
So in theory, you could kill them both with a yellow number two pencil.
Number two pencil, yeah.
You could write them off.
Oh,
and on that
note,
right. I think on that note,
I don't have a final thought anyway. Yeah. Don't mind me.
There's just some times when it comes. We're out of here.
Cheers.
Be seeing you.
Have a good one.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line, 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website, podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, Equal Opportunity Geekness.
See, if it was me and they told me to take the day off, I'd be like, I'm not going to be stuck home with no internet.
We'll do Glenn.
It is time for the geek cuisine.
We'll do Glenn's.
Bon
appetit. We'll do this. Oh, yeah.
It's time for the geek cuisine. Yeah. Bon appetit.
Like, she could deal with my phantom obsession, and she could deal with my obsession with Anthony Hopkins, but a duck was just too much. And then there was the episode where Brad sings I'm Glenless to Garth Brooks' I'm Shameless.
Glenless!
And we're like, oh my god, he's retarded.
No indication of what the episode's about.
But that's good, though, because then you could fit it anywhere.
Exactly.
Pod Culture, episode 264. And I really should come up with what a show title is before I record these. Pod Culture, episode 264. Phoning it in. Yeah. Pod Culture, episode 264. Phoning it in. Damn, it just does not sound right. I'm tumbling over the words. That's what I'm saying. I got the big mouth and my tongue keep tripping over it. Oba Kaby. Pod Culture, episode 264. We're phoning this one in. For Wednesday, May 18th. And I fucked that one up too. Because I forgot the part A. Pod Culture, episode 264. We're phoning this one in. For Wednesday, the shit, fuck, piss, fire, hell, damn crap.